back here on the preview show alongside Middle Tennessee head football coach Scott Coburn. Coach, last week lost to Milton Hershey, but some progress as the team, they were playing a very tough Milton Hershey team who had shown well the first week of the season, and I think it's pretty clear you saw some real progress from your squad.
Yeah, I was very happy with the development. There's still tons of room for improvement and things that we need to do better. But there were some small victories there that we saw and we can build upon. And we had another good week of practice. So the kids are starting to understand, you know, what we're looking for and what's expected of them. So it's still going to be a work in progress because we're such a young team, but it's coming.
With a young team, you need leaders and you need student leaders. And who are the guys who are really stepping up right now that you notice really trying to rally the guys?
I would say Max Dukes has been a pleasant surprise. He's a tight end, a defense end for us. He's a senior. I would say Malcolm Caliboudin has also been very motivating to his teammates and leading by example. So those two of my senior class have been the best so far at keeping things in check.
Offense got on the board this past week. What progress are you seeing there? What are they doing better that maybe is something that they didn't do as well the first week?
I think we went to more of an inside run game with a full house backfield. And I think that our kids don't really have to think with that. So it's more of, you know, just take care of business, what's in front of you. Your assignments are a lot easier. And it's more of a physical, it's more lineman friendly. So they like things where they're, my responsibility straight ahead. I'm going to take care of this guy. So it makes things more simple, and you can play fast with it because you're not thinking. And the run game has obviously we moved down, and it's ball control. It's our best defense. It's keeping them off the field. So I think that's been very good for us.
Passing game is always tough, though, because you with the running game, there's maybe a few less things that people have to think about. With the passing game, definitely it takes some time. It takes some development. It takes some work. Are you starting to see the passing game come together a little bit more?
Yeah, because we're more of a dink team. You know, we're not a throw-down field kind of team. So if we can establish a run game, that will open up our passing game, and then we can start doing play-action passes, and that will help us out as well.
All right, that's Coach Scott Govern. We are having an early kickoff here at Susquehanna Township. And we'll end that interview right now because they wanted to start early in case the thunderstorms would come through. Susquehanna Township kicking off to Middletown, taking it to the 25-yard line and going to the far side is also. It takes it up to about the 35-yard line. So Middletown starts out offensively going left to right. White uniforms with the gold helmets, Susquehanna Township in the red jerseys with the black pants and the white helmets. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy, glad to have you along. It's an early start. They made the decision this afternoon to move things up with the possibility of some bad storms developing tonight. Whether it does or doesn't, we don't know, but Middletown has the football.
Yeah, and so far, so good. Doesn't look like anything has popped up that is coming this way. There's a cell down in Lancaster County, but so far, so good here, but they're going to pop up all night because it's real humid out.
So Middletown's going to go with those three backs straight across. T, as we get a brief stoppage here by the officials.
Yeah, and Middletown was effective in the second half out of this formation last week. They did a good job of mixing up between Sanchez, Roman, and Paul out of the backfield. That definitely was the best couple series they had on this young season.
That's who's back there right now behind Jamar McKinney, the quarterback. He'll hand it off left tackle. That's going to go right to Roman, and he'll plow his way up to the 40. It's a pickup of five. Well, the victory for Susquehanna Township as they come in at 1-1 was against Northern Lebanon, a shutout for them. And some big plays in that game for the Indians. We'll talk about their offense when they get the ball. Middletown last week, after being shut out week one, able to get a couple scores on last week. They have a second and five at their own 40. Three straight across in the backfield. The T behind McKinney. Lines up under center, hands off this time. Going to the left is Paul, trying to get outside around the edge. He'll be close to the first, but stopped just shy of the 44-yard line.
And basically what this formation does for Middletown, when you think about this, what they're doing is they're giving their offensive line less to think about. It's like, here, we're going to fire off the ball. We're going to go hit the guy who's in front of us most of the time, and there, occasionally there's a double team or a pull, but it really simplifies things. I think that's really important for this group early on in the season to really start. They can build on it later on, but you've got to get going somewhere, and this is a formation that really fits them at this stage.
Third and a yard for Middletown at the 44. Three up tight behind McKinney. He fumbles the football. It's picked up and a loss of about 4 yards for the Raiders back to around the 40-yard line on the fumble. Now they'll be forced to punt unless they go for it.
That's a big mistake there, too. You have an opportunity early on in this game to start grinding that clock. And that's what this formation does so well. You run the football. You're grinding clock. You don't have to worry about that passing game. Just the missed exchange. It looked like McKinney just pulled back a little bit too quickly, trying to turn, and ball pops out. Middletown's going to have to kick this one away.
Smith back to receive with Cyrus for Susquehanna Township. Bouncing snap comes back to Leach. He picks it up, kicks it down the right side. Takes the Middletown bounce and goes out of bounds right around the 34-yard line. That's where the Township Indians.
And that continues to be an adventure for Middletown, though, the long snapping game as Leach trying to punt the football away.
Georgie Hartwick is now the long snapper. They said he had an absolutely great week this week in practice. Very confident in the first one bounces back. So hopefully it improves as the game goes on because they really feel like they have improved that part of things.
Bounce is better than sailing over his head.
Well, and that's last week they were going 10 yards behind. Now they're 15 where they should be normally. At that time, they didn't get there.
Torrin Evans is the quarterback. Watch out for the wide receiver, Jarrett Kern. He is a threat for this township team. Evans, man to his right, gets the handoff. That's going to be Dorian Smith trying to get outside. The Raiders right there to stop him. He'll lose a couple back to the 33.
That's Jose Sanchez, the leader of this defense from the linebacker position, leading tackler the first two games of the season for them and just blowing right to the football. Finds his man and an excellent one-on-one tackle for a loss on the play.
Second and 12 now for Township. They're going from our right to left, a little bit into the sunlight still, setting to our west. That's the way they're facing right now. We started this game a half hour earlier in hopes that they could maybe elude any storms coming through this evening. Second and 12. Evans. They'll move Smith out to the left. Quick throw to the near sideline. Down along the side, Smith will pick up several and then push out of bounds up at the 37-yard line. Pick up of about five.
Just ran out of room there over on that side, Dorian Smith, the senior tailback on this team. Very, very good group of skill position players on this team, as you seem to always have over here at Susquehanna Township. There's blazing speed out on the field with different guys. You just have to make sure you contain, and that's on the sideline help Middletown do that.
Smith lines up to the right side of Torrin Evans. He's got trips on that right side. Leaks is split on the left. Third down and 7. Quick pass far side to Cyrus. He'll break one tackle but can't get past the second as he gets up to the 42. He'll be 3 shy of a first down. Brings up a fourth down.
Aaron Nordi was over there in on the tackle. Great job by the Middletown defense here on this first possession. You would expect Township to punt here, but
they've got weapons. And
they do, and I don't see the punter, because Aaron Ramsey is usually the punter, number 99, standing right over here by midfield. So maybe this is a quick kick, or they could go for it here.
They're going to line up regular position. Evans back there will hand it off, sweeping up to Smith. Has a first, has a big hole. He's gone 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Susquehanna Township, Dorian Smith. And Susquehanna Township leads 6-0.
And for Middletown, they came up to the line of scrimmage, I think, just in the back of their mind. They see the quarterback maybe a touch deeper than usual. Hey, are they quick kicking? Was there a little bit of a letdown? Were they thinking that maybe they have to go to the strong side over on that right-hand side? They didn't. They came short side. Some good blocking at the point of attack. And once he got to the crease, Dorian Smith was gone. 58 yards in all, and Township is on top.
7:50 to play here in the first. 6-0 Susquehanna Township. Aaron Ramsey to do the extra point kick, but the flags and the whistle blow. Delay of game.
I think we're a little late getting one of the linemen in. Sometimes on those special teams, you have an exciting play, and the big guys are jumping around and celebrating, and then realize, oh, crap, I got to get out there and block. So one guy got out there late, threw off the timing. It's going to cost him 5 on the extra point.
I'll move it back to the 15. So a 25-yard extra point attempt coming up here for Ramsey. Raiders now jumping off sides.
So give it back.
They'll give it right back to them.
But they won't.
Not all of it.
They right. Give half of it, half the distance, so they don't quite get all of it back. They don't knock this off. Starting a half an hour early isn't going to be helpful.
Good point.
Clock stays stopped on all of this stuff. And everyone panics.
And the plan was that if this game somehow got bombarded by storms tonight, they would move it to tomorrow in the afternoon at 3:30. So hopefully everything keeps going fine here this evening and we get this game in.
Yeah, stuff moving our direction is not in Pennsylvania yet.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
6-0 Township, still waiting for the extra point kick.
It may be 7 o'clock by the time this extra point gets kicked.
It's taking a little while here, folks.
All right, they'll line it up finally. Snap, hold. The kick is partially blocked, I think. Yep, and no good.
Jamar McKinney got around from the left side and just got a piece of it.
Full step out, 7:50 to play in the first. 6-0 Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
At Susquehanna Township, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy, Middletown.
They had a big kickoff return. Unfortunately, there was a penalty, a holding on it. Got it all the way out near midfield. The penalty drives it back to their own 26.
Middletown takes over, first and 10, handoff to the right side. Up across the 30, it's going to be Roman, picks up about 6 or 7 on the carry. Give him 6.
Let's take a look at this starting offense for Middletown with Josh Toro, Joe Gassert, Chase Eberle, Laura Brunson, Malcolm Calavadine up front on the offensive line. Max Dukes and Nikaia Zenar serving as the tight ends in this Full House backfield. Jamar McKinney is your quarterback with Jose Sanchez, Lewis Roman, and Gavin Paul. You're starting running backs for the Blue Raiders tonight.
So a second and four coming up. This time McKinney in a shotgun. Man, to his left, he's got a slot on the near side and puts Nordi in motion. But he's going to hand it off right side. Sanchez cuts it up 35, spun at the 40, has a first down up at the 41, maybe the 42-yard line.
A great run that time for Middletown. Initial first down of the game. Good sweep to that outside, to that right-hand side, and they got guys out in front for Sanchez. Let's take a look at the Susquehanna Township defense. Ends, Jaden Riley and Tymir Williams. Tackles are Mason Lubold and Aubrey Carter in the four-man front. Three linebackers are Isaiah Riley, Kasim Singleton-Brown, and Garee Mathis, with the secondary of Nashawn Davis, Awal Boswell, the safeties, Alfonso Burnett, and Dorian Smith, the corners.
So mark it on the 43, Middletown first and 10. It's Ty McKinney's back under center with three across behind him. Roman is the middleman on first and 10, but they're going to go to the left side, going back to Sanchez, and he is stuffed with a loss of about a yard back to the 42.
Penetration on that play, they were able to get good penetration right up the gut. And for Susquehanna Township, looked like that time, so Ron Tillman was part of that. Flowed right to the play, and it's three straight plays. They went to the right. First two were successful, but this time the overshift that time from the Indians able to neutralize that and stop that one for a loss of the yard.
So second and 11, Middletown to around 42, trailing 6-0. They'll put Max Dukes on that right side as the tight end. McKinney under center, three across behind him. This time he's going to the left side for Roman, who gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Maybe he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Brings up a third and 10 now for Middletown.
We'll bring Steve in on this one because I know week one, Middletown did not throw very well. Last week, I'm assuming it was the same situation because this is not a team built for throwing the football right now.
Not really. And McKinney's numbers on the season to this point are 4 for 14 for 61 yards and a touchdown and an interception. So Middletown reluctant at this point to try to throw the ball, but here's the third and 10. You almost got to try to throw something downfield.
They're a dink offense. That's a quote straight from Scott Govern, the head coach. So they don't throw the ball down the field.
Third and 10. McKinney back to pass. Throws near side. That's complete. Roman in the flats. Has the first. Knocked out of bounds around the 45 of Susquehanna Township. First down Middletown.
When you've got a skill position group like Middletown does, where your running backs all capable of getting out of the backfield, good hands on all these guys. Roman leaking out of the backfield. You had guys leaking to the left. Roman sneaking out there to the right. Defense didn't see him. He sort of hid underneath everybody else. Catches the ball about 5 yards for the first down, but turns it upfield and picks up the second first down on this drive. Great play call that time and design for Middletown.
First and 10, Middletown at the 45 of Susquehanna Township. Three across behind McKinney. On first and 10, he's looking to the sideline for the signal. Make that call as they walk up to the line. 13 on the play clock. McKinney under center. First and 10, give to Roman, trying to go off left tackle, stuffed immediately. Linebacker Isaiah Riley, right there. Yeah.
Isaiah Riley is going to be very active for this team. They really do a good job with these front four. You got some size up there. It's tough to move them around. They may not move overly fast sometimes, but what it does is it holds up linemen and allows those linebackers to hit the creases, get penetration, and if they shoot the right gap, you've got a good play. And that time, it was an excellent play by Isaiah Riley.
So loss of a yard, second and 11 at the 46 of Susquehanna Township. If you've just tuned in, yeah, they've started this game early because of the possibility of bad weather. McKinney this time, shotgun, hands it off right side. Sanchez gets outside, gets bumped out of bounds near the 40, but that's after picking up 6 yards for the Raiders. Brings up a third down and 5 for Middletown at the 40 of Susquehanna Township.
I really like the spunkiness. And notice the difference between this offensive line this week compared to what we saw even the beginning of last week and the first week of the season. It's now an offensive line that's playing with a little bit more swagger, a little bit more confidence. They know what they're doing. They're comfortable with this formation and set, and it looks like it right now. They're moving people around.
Third and 5 at the 40 of Susquehanna Township. Sanchez lines up to the left of McKinney. He's got a slot to the left side. McKinney's going to go left looking, but someone jumped on that left side for Middletown too soon. So that's going to mark it back. Now we'll have a 3rd and 10. John Wilsmack, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Little. We're on the air tomorrow afternoon, 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff, Lebanon Valley College at Stevenson University, down just outside Baltimore. Tune in for that one here on WMSS. So the penalty hurts the Raiders. 3rd and 10 at the 45 of Susquehanna Township. Indians lead 6-0 with 2:30 and counting here in the first quarter. Raiders with that slot to the left. Sanchez lines up to the left of McKinney on 3rd and 10. McKinney's going to roll left, looking, has time, still looking. Gets traffic and then gets pushed from behind in midfield.
Well, when McKinney rolls, the thing that was done better against him last week, because there's now some film on him, lowered off and he was able to break away a little bit. Last week, he was definitely controlled much, much better by Milton Hershey. They were ready. Same deal here. You set the edge on a scrambling quarterback and then you pursue from the backside. Don't let him bounce to the outside. Nowhere to bounce outside. When he turns back, bam, there's Riley for his second big play on this series of downs.
Well, and he would have to throw against his body rolling to the left anyhow, so he had to stop, and that's when he got crushed. Here's Leach. End-over-end punt. Nice punt. Takes a good, quick bounce down inside the 5 and goes into the end zone. The Indians had thought for a moment about grabbing it.
Oh, he thought about it.
Turning it, but luckily did not. It's still 6-0. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. Halftime, we'll run down any scores that we have, because for the most part, most of the other games around Central Pennsylvania tonight were staying
time. There were a bunch that started moving, though. I know East Pennsboro, Milton Hershey was one that moved up for sure to the 6:30 start time.
That's a good game there.
There are a number that started at 6 o'clock here this evening. Harrisburg and Manheim Township, a big one in the area. That one started at 6:15.
First and 10, Susquehanna Township takes over at their own 20-yard line. Evans throwing straight across the middle. Had a man, could not hold on to it. Was Darian Brown, just a little bit off the fingertips.
Coverage provided by Gavin Paul that time for Middletown. He was a step behind. A lot of teams are going to be. This is a Susquehanna Township team. You've got a sophomore quarterback in Torian Evans. Wealth of riches and speed on the outside. It's just a matter of when these guys start really connecting. When they do, they are dangerous in the passing game.
Yeah. Second down, 10.
Not to mention Lex Cyrus, who's a 100-meter state champion.
Second and 10. Evans, handoff, trying to go up the middle of Smith. He'll bust it to the outside, up to the 30, 35, and has the first down all the way up at the 38-yard line.
And that's a play that is supposed to be going between the tackles, because they're handing him the football, and Smith is going directly up into the line, and he's looking. He's trying to read, trying to see where something is, hoping that there's a crease somewhere. Well, no one made a crease, so he had to create his own, and that was bouncing it to the outside. Middletown couldn't set the edge on him, and he picks up a nice gain for the initial first down of this drive for the Indians.
From their own 38. Warren Evans back there. He's got Dorian Smith lined up behind him. He's got Cyrus wide to the near side, but he's going to hand it off. And up the middle goes Smith. has a nice hole, plows his way up to the 49, another first down for the Indians. Now you look at this wide receiver core that Evans will be able to throw to. Rex Cyrus, Jaden Washington, Darian Brown, Zykair Leaks, Jared Kern.
But what makes it even more dangerous is when you've got a running back like Dorian Smith
uh-huh.
who can pick up yardage, figure out how to move the ball on the ground. When you do that, now you got to commit extra guys to the line of scrimmage, and you're going to get a lot more single coverage against guys who are lightning fast.
Cyrus is going to be split on the near side, slot on the right side, first and 10 from the 49-yard line. Quick pass. They'll find Cyrus. Spin move there at the 45-40, 35-30. Down the near sideline. Beats another man and beats them all. Touchdown. Alex Cyrus. I just talked about him again.
It's a different dimension.
Yeah.
Right?
So quick.
One thing that I talk about a lot of with my soccer team and with athletes is burst. It's one thing to be fast. It's another thing to be able to hit that button, that little turbo button that you have inside you that gives you that extra. Lex Cyrus has a big-time turbo boost. Catches the football. Coverage wasn't bad. The problem is, if you give him a step, he's gone, and he is for 51 yards.
And he beat three different guys on that one step. They were all catching, but could not get there in time.
And you don't see that sort of speed, so it's hard to figure out what sort of a pursuit angle you're going to take against
right.
that.
They're going to go for two here. They're going to line up three across the back behind Evans. They're going to go to the big man, Riley, to the right side, and he has the two-point conversion. We'll step out, take a break from the action. 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Susquehanna Township 14, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street in Middletown. Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about their dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights at the Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. Check out their Facebook page for more information. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
John Wills Fox, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy, 14-0. Susquehanna Township leaving Middletown. They'll kick it from our right to left. 6'5" Raider, and then picked up around the 15-yard line. Back the other way comes Gavin Paul to the far side, up to the 30, the 35, and then finally taken down close to the 40-yard line. And excited about Gavin Paul for Middletown, just a freshman.
Just a freshman, and one thing that, talking to Scott Govern before the game, that they felt that they could do against Susquehanna Township, they thought there were openings against this kickoff return team. Township really clusters a little bit in the inside, so what you're seeing on a couple of these returns, one that got called back because of a penalty, and this one that was a good gainer here for Paul, but they're going, starting initially inside, drawing everyone in the coverage team in, and then bouncing it outside and having the wall over there. So a nice return for the freshman, Paul.
Raiders take over first and 10 from their own 39. Three running backs across behind McKinney. Comes in tight. They go with a little counter play in the backfield, but no one pulled there as Jose Sanchez dropped at the line of scrimmage. So they'll mark it again at the 39, and that will end the first quarter of play. We'll step out after one. Susquehanna Township 14, Middletown nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
It's Pumpkin Fest 2023 at the Middletown Home. It begins Friday night, September 15th, with the concert of Chris Woodward and Shindiggin, followed by fireworks. Then on Saturday and Sunday, September 16th and 17th, from 10 till 6, you'll have free concerts, fabulous artisans and crafters, fun kid games, mini horses, food trucks, and their famous chicken corn soup. It's the Middletown Home Pumpkin Fest, Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th. For more information, MiddletownHome.org.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
Back here, Susquehanna, Cassie DeBrosco, in the field, John Wilcox, Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser. 14-0 Susquehanna Township leading Middletown after one quarter of play. If you just tuned in for what you thought was going to be the pregame show, when they started this game early with a threat of bad weather tonight. So that's why they're trying to keep things moving. It's been quite a while since our WMSS sports crew has been here at Roscoe Warner Field. Many years we haven't played Susquehanna Township.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been since 2007. That was the last time these two teams have played. And this is meeting number 46 between these two teams. And I'll ask you, how many teams and what are they that have played Middletown more over their history? You can ponder that for a while.
Oh.
What's the number? I wasn't paying attention.
44?
46. As usual.
46?
This is the 46th meeting.
46th
okay.
meeting. All right.
Two teams. That shouldn't be too hard.
How many we got? How many we're shooting for here?
How many do you think?
I would think five.
There are five more.
Yep. Okay.
Five that are more. This is tied for six.
This is tied for six.
Okay.
With this team here tonight.
Well, the Rollers are one.
Not Steel High.
Remember, that was a long drought of playing Steel High. I know Paul Myra would be one.
Remember, Steel High and Steelton technically different.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to pull that card on it. Thanks.
I'm going with Paul Myra as one of them, Steve.
Paul Myra is one. They're a third, I believe, at 61.
All right. Well, let's start playoff. We'll keep on figuring this out. Second down and 10, Middletown, as they're going from our right to left here in the second quarter, trailing 14-0. Township jumps offside. That's going to get five more to the Raiders and move it all the way up to the 44-yard line.
That's because they were excited to have another guest. I've got Hershey.
Hershey is second. They are 63 times in Middletown's history. Everybody forgets the most because we haven't played in a while.
Second down and five for Middletown. McKinney handoff, right side. Roman, nice run. Hits the first across midfield to the 47 of Susquehanna Township.
Nothing else here. Middletown, in this first quarter, second quarter so far, they don't have any points on the board, but they have put together a couple of drives here where they picked up a couple first downs. So that's at least good for the psyche of this team.
East Pennsboro, I'm going to throw on there.
That is who this game ties them with now.
Okay.
46 for East Pennsboro.
First and 10, Middletown, the 47. Three backs across. They'll go to the right side again to Roman. Gets inside the 45. Pushes his way to the 40. He picks up several, but, yeah, what are we going to call here? Are we going to get a hold?
That's a hold. It's a hold. He had too many bodies to be able to see the face mask, if there would have been one.
Just underway in the second quarter.
Oh, no, it was an obvious face mask. There we go.
All right. So that's going to mark more against the Indians and move the chains for the Blue Raiders.
Lower Dauphin,
yes. They are 56. I believe.
So the last one is going to be the toughest.
Well, no, there's two more.
Oh, two more? Oh, okay.
about Mechanicsburg?
That is the most.
Thank you.
69 times in Middletown's history. They have played Mechanicsburg, but haven't played them for quite a while. Since back in the mid-Penn 2 days.
I don't know that they're going to either. That's not exactly the first team that's going to be on the list of non-conference in the future.
First and 10, Middletown to 26. Handoff, right side. Nice hold there for Roman. Gets to the outside, inside the 15. Has the first down near the 13-yard line.
Yeah, great blocking on that right side. And it went Middletown running the football right now. But where they're going primarily is over to that right side behind Laura Brunson, Malcolm Talabedin. Those guys are really making some things happen on that right-hand side. And Middletown down into the red zone, trying to answer back the two touchdowns, the two explosive touchdowns that we saw from Susquehanna Township already.
So it's first and 10, Middletown at the 13 of Susquehanna Township. They'll go three across behind McKinney under center. Raiders going from right to left. McKinney, they'll hand it off. Left side, it's going to be Nordy, or was that Gavin Paul? That was Nordy. Right. Yep. He'll pick up a few. He'll penetrate without the 10. Give him a few. And the mark it just outside the 10.
Is the fifth one Redland?
No.
Okay.
Redland's too new of a school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking Central Dolphin, and that's...
Don't look too far in the history of Middletown football for this one.
Milton Hershey.
That is correct.
That's the team I wanted to say. I just wasn't sure how long.
Milton Hershey is 52 times. Now, Milton Hershey was known as Hershey Industrial back previously.
Oh, are you counting that one?
But they are they are the same school.
Okay. Second down and 8 at the 10-yard line. Handoff again right side for Roman. He'll follow the blocking, push his way again, down to the 6-yard line for Middletown.
This is a drive, though, that desperately needs to end in 6 points, plus hopefully the extra point. You need to punch this one in. This is a great drive for Middletown. You've done exactly what this team is now built and set up to do, which is just grind, work clock, pound against the opposing team. This is now the identity of this team. And I think so important from the beginning of the season till now, you have to figure out who you are as a team, and now we're finding out. This is who this offense is, a team that wants to grind it out, pound the ball forward, and use their advantage up front.
Hand off right side. Roman trying to get out and around, but cannot. It's tackled low. Just makes it back to the 5. It brings up a 4th down and 3 at the 5 of Susquehanna Township.
Nice tackle that time. That was Sharon Tillman just tracking down the line. Do you have the courage right now to throw the football here? I don't think so. So is this going to be a straight run where I honestly think they're going to call timeout here because it's such an important play. It's taken them a long time to think about what it's going to be. So they're just going to wait. They're going to call this timeout right before the play clock expires.
We'll step out. So we have timeout on the field. 7:34 to play, second quarter. 14-0 Susquehanna Township, leading Middletown back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
WMSSFM.com, WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, weatherman and statistician Steve Leedy, checking the WMSS color radar.
Weatherman, stat man, trivia guru.
He is the multi-purpose announcer here at WMSS.
And luckily, nothing to report on the radar here, and that's the important thing.
Here's the best part about that radar. I could give that report.
Yeah.
It's very clear right now. It's
down at the Mason-Dixon line, though. So, all right, fourth down. Middletown has a 4th-and-3 at the 5 of Susquehanna Township. Definitely going for it. Well, let's see what play they decide they're going to run. We've got Johnson in the backfield with Sanchez and Roman, 3 across. Behind the quarterback, McKinney lines up under center. 4th down and 3. McKinney hands off right side. Sanchez trying to follow some blocks, but not good enough. It's going to be close. It's right on the line.
I think he's got it because the line judge came walking out. He walked parallel from where he was staying, which would have been right where the first down mark, and then he started moving forward just a little bit. So he probably has it maybe by about, half a yard maybe.
I think we're going to see some chains coming in.
It must be close because they are going to bring in the chains. You just never see them.
I know it's close. It's just a matter of whether or not that dude can walk straight.
Well, that's it. Where they put that football down. All right, they're stretching out the chains. Raiders got it. They've got it. First down.
Lord Brunson, cheerleader up front for Middletown. All fired up.
Raiders keep things alive, and now it's a 1st and goal to go on the 2
and
of Susquehanna.
And Laura's one of those emotional leaders of this team. Senior, 250 pounds, 6 foot on that right guard position, and when they need yardage, that's where they're going, behind big Lord Brunson and help clear the way that time for the first down.
We'll save the 3 because it's marked just inside the hash mark there of the 3. 3 players, running backs behind McKinney. He's going to hand it off right side. Roman has a hole. He's in. Touchdown. 3-yard touchdown carry. Lewis Roman. Middletown's on the board.
And a great ball control drive that time for Middletown. The response to the Susquehanna Township touchdown. All you're trying to do right now, guys, if you're Middletown, is shorten this game, give as few possessions to the other team as possible, and if you get a stop the next time, who knows what happens.
Good, consistent drive for Middletown. Leach comes in for the extra point kick. They'll line up. Bad snap. Has to wait. It's blocked, and the Raiders will fall on it. So, no good on the extra point kick. Will step out. 7:07 to go. Second quarter. Susquehanna Township. 14 Middletown. Sits back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Lumber has been in business in Middletown since 1955. From hardwoods to framing lumber, Western Red Cedar to custom decks, Middletown Lumber has custom millwork and delivery. Located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown, it's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or middletownlumber.com. Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Well, Middletown gets on the board midway through this second quarter. It's 14-6, Susquehanna Township leading the Blue Raiders.
9-play, 69-yard drive, took 4 minutes and 58 seconds off the clock. Middletown finds their way onto the scoreboard with a 3-yard touchdown run from Lewis Roman. Key play, that 4th down conversion on the play before that, where Sanchez was able to pick up just enough yardage to move the chains. Middletown, 9 plays on that drive. Susquehanna Township, they've run 8 plays total on offense, although they've scored 2 touchdowns on it.
Short kick on the near side, and Township just falls on it. Dubo right around the 35-yard line. Township leading 14-6.
Not the worst thing in the world against the speed of Susquehanna Township to squib that ball either.
No.
Because what do you really want to do? You want to kick the ball back to
Cyrus
No,
no, you don't.
A kickoff return, and you got somebody who's a world class sprinter, or at least a state class sprinter here, and you're giving him 10, 15 yards to get ahead of steam? No, 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 no. Scoop kick is the right move today.
First and 10 from their own 34, Susquehanna Township. Torrin Evans, a quarterback. They'll give it off to Cyrus, sweeping around that left side. 35, 40, 45, 50, has the hold, the 40, the 30, the 20, 10, 5, what touchdown.
And for another Susquehanna
Township. What a run.
Wow.
66 yards.
He got the pitch around the outside, and the second he turned the corner, I heard Chariots of Fire theme in the background.
But he wasn't in slow motion.
No, he wasn't, but Middletown's defense sure looked like they were, because that's what that sort of speed makes. He slowed down at the 30. He hit the gas for about 20 yards, and he just shut it off, because he didn't need to anymore. You get speed like that on the edge, and Joe Heaton, head coach of Susquehanna Township, one of the best guys in the game, in the mid-state area for coaching, and he knows how to use speed. He get Les Sires on the edge and let him run.
Ramsey in for the extra point kick, but now we get a whistle with 6:54 to play here in the second half. Joe Heaton knows he's got some talented players out here. He's been around township for many years and veteran coach. Knows how to handle.
Great guy. He's cares so much about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you're looking at two coaches on either sideline who, if you're looking for a coach that your kid is going to play for, and you want to know whether or not that coach really cares about your kid, Scott Governor Middletown, Joe Heaton of Susquehanna Township, as good a guy out there.
Snap, hold, Ramsey, extra point, kick is up, and it is good. We'll step out. 6:54 to go here in the second. Our score, Susquehanna Township, 21, and Middletown, 6, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
John Wills, Fox TV, Brian Kaiser, Yasu, and Sam, our studio producers tonight. We started this game early. They moved it up to 6:30 at the last minute, just Casey Storm's coming up from the Mason-Dixon line right now. They can beat them out this evening.
And they were worried about lightning. The lightning's over on the Susquehanna Township sideline at Lex Cyrus.
Township to kick it off from our left to right.
I was just going to say that drive, one play, 66 yards, took 12 seconds.
12 seconds it was.
Middletown had their nice long drive, and, well, it was answered rather quick.
Let's look at the bright side of that. They get to go right back out on the field against what could be a tired defense.
Offside.
They're offside by Township. A very short kick. They have no kicking game here.
I have a feeling that may have been the kicker who was offside.
No, it was the guy just on this side of the kicker.
No, but I mean, that's how far behind the ball that he swung his leg that time. It looked like he was standing offside. That might be why he didn't get any distance on it.
Now, like Middletown, they need a soccer player to come out and kick that ball.
That could help.
You guys play Susquehanna Township?
We play them on Thursday next week. Busy week for us.
Is that home or away?
The Township game is home.
Okay, there you go, fans. Thursday night, Middletown hosting Susquehanna Township soccer.
We've got Kennerdale on Monday at home. It'll be Trinity away on Tuesday, and then Township one at home on.
Kick off in Middletown, just kicks it, boots it right back to the Indians, and they capture it at midfield. Oh, my goodness, that went off the leg of Alsop.
Yeah, and Alsop's trying to make a play, and he's coming up to the ball. He's got his hands toward it, but it's coming at a really awkward. You never see kickoffs like that because there's no distance on it.
And over in fast, though.
You're one of the up men, so you're all you're trying to do is really just grab the ball more than anything else. But you have to come up so fast to try to do that, and it's a live ball, and also just had it, unfortunately, hit the one spot that didn't work out. And that would be hit straight off of his kneecap, which ricocheted the ball forward a good 7 yards.
So the Indians get it back down to 48 of Middletown. And they lead 21-6. Evans in the backfield, man to his left in the pocket. He's throwing deep down that far side for Kern, but just overthrew him, incomplete. Right down that sideline.
You've got Jarrett Kern, who is 6'2", a sophomore. He's averaging on the season 17.5 yards per catch. So it's not just Lex Cyrus who's a big play guy, but Kern is a guy who can get deep on you, and these are smaller corners for Middletown, so you've got to get on top of somebody early, and if the receiver gets a step on you, that's big-time problems. It's overthrown by the sophomore quarterback.
Second down and 10, Township at the 48 of Middletown. Dorian Smith lines up behind the quarterback, Torrin Evans. The shotgun with a slot left. He'll give it off to Smith. He's going to cut it to the right side. 45-40 gets popped out of bounds. Close to the first down near the 39-yard line. Just a yard shot. That brings up a third down and one for the Indians.
Genesiah Ross with the tackle that time for Middletown. One of the problems they had on that play was the linebackers are getting blocked by the receivers. And that's a battle that you hope your linebackers are able to win. This very good blocking from these wide receivers of Susquehanna Township. They did a very good job on a couple of these plays on the outside, being able to block, and that was another great block to spring that play for 9.
Got twins right and left on the 3rd and 1. Evans holding, busted play, now going back, goes forward. He'll be sacked back at the 45-yard line.
That's the right side of the offensive line for Middletown. Getting back there on the quarterback, Calabedine Brunson. Getting back there to combine on the sack for Middletown. And this should be a punting situation, but they haven't bothered yet, and I don't know that they're going to here either.
4th down and 7 at the 45 of Middletown.
They've at least summoned the punter to come towards the middle of the field. Not to actually kick. Just to say, hey, in case something happens here, maybe we have a delay of game or something, be ready.
Now they'll go again with that double slot. Smith goes in motion far side. They're going to throw deep down the far side for Cyrus. Caught at the 8. He's tackled near the end zone. Loses the football as he was tackled. The ground caused the fumble, and they are going to say it is caught and tackled at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, I think that's the right call. Cyrus looked like he had control of the football, went down, reached for the end zone, and didn't get there. And as he did, the ball hit the ground, popped into the end zone. And it was for Middletown trying to recover back there was Jamar McKinney. He was quickly up to try to dive on that ball, try to convince the referee that he had gotten it, but I'm going to put it on the 1.
They put Riley in the backfield. They go 3 across, and they go for Riley, the big man, and he'll penetrate up the middle, goes in, standing up. Touchdown, Susquehanna Township. Jamie Riley with his touchdown.
His first official carry of the season, too. He also had the 2-point conversion earlier on the 2nd touchdown. This time, the H-back 240-pounder sophomore. Look at a lot of these guys from Susquehanna Township. There's some youth out here. So this is a team that don't just expect this team to be good this season. They were picked to win the Mid-Penn Colonial this season. But this is a team that may have some stay in them with the youth and talent they have on that field.
And Ramsey comes in for the extra point kick. Here's the hold. Nice one on the way this time, right down the middle. That's good. We'll step out. 5:18 to go in the 2nd. Susquehanna Township 28, Middletown 6. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Now Susquehanna Township is 28-6 on Middletown here in the second quarter, and the Indians set to kick it off. Ramsey will boot from left to right. He'll approach. This one, a bit low line drive, taken back at the 10-yard line. Returned up to the 15, to the 20. Gavin Paul looking for a place to go and hide, and he can. He's pushed back.
And they had been bouncing it out to the outside. That time, Paul started coming up the inside, but he didn't get any help with blocking there. So when he tried to bounce it outside, there was nowhere to go. The Middletown, worst field position they've had.
Well, start at their own 20. 5:09 to go here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll run down out-of-town scoreboard because a lot of other games started early tonight also with the possibility of bad weather. And other information we can dig up for you.
Yeah, we could have an episode of Kaiser's Concessions.
Oh, well.
Or I might just go to the concession stand and let you guys take
over. Well, they're redoing the concession stand.
Exactly.
Here. What a great building project they have going on here at Oscar Warner Field. Now we get a timeout called by the Indians. Yeah, the part of the stadium here is fenced off. And they have the area that fans know best, the east side of the stadium where the concession stand was. A nice giant building down there. I assume it's, you know, new facilities, bathrooms, locker rooms, and everything down there. It looks great. Yeah, not done yet.
No, not done. And don't know that we'll get to see it because I don't know for sure that this game's going to be back on the schedule in the next cycle.
Oh, good point.
Because you have that two-year cycle for most of these contracts for the non-divisional games. So the question is, who does Middletown pick up in the future? And is Susquehanna Township one of those teams?
I would vote nay on that.
But I get that. It, there's a lot of factors. And you look at some of the factors, like Lowered Often. Do you put them on the schedule because Iron Spike Bowl, so familiar, so close by,
right,
two schools that know each other so well? Or do you keep them off the schedule because they're a 5A program right now that's going in a certain direction, and you're not sure if that's a rivalry that you want to keep around? Milton Hershey, same sort of thing. Here's Susquehanna Township, who they present a very close proximity, but maybe a team that isn't matching up right now with what you're looking for as an opponent.
Middletown, first and 10. McKinney rolling right, looking to pass, getting pressure, now going back, now just chucks it up in the air, and it's knocked down on the far side, incomplete. Getting very dangerous. Doesn't have a lot of arm strength behind those throws.
No, and he had...
Looking for Dukes over there.
He was looking for anyone who was close by who would make a play on the ball, and Dukes did a good job of trying to get that ball away from Jaree Mathis.
Now it's a 2nd and 10 from their own 20. 5 minutes and 1 second to play here in the second. Raiders will keep Sanchez in the backfield with Roman and Paul. Three across behind McKinney. We'll hand it off. Sanchez right side. Off the right tackle. Gets up to the 25. A gain of 5. Well, they haven't run badly out of, you know.
Oh, no.
This set.
I would say right now the offense in the first half has been about a B minus.
Yeah.
They've had a drive that they got a little bit of momentum going. They had the long touchdown drive that scored. the turnover was on the kickoff return. They just haven't been able to stop a team that they just don't have the athletes on the outside to match up with. But there aren't a lot of teams that do. Mm-hmm. Ask Northern. They had trouble last week, too, trying to figure out how to stop this Indians offense.
Now it's a 3rd and 5 for Middletown from their own 25. Drummond goes in motion to the right side. McKinney in the shotgun rolling right, feeling the pressure, just tucks it again, getting rid of it for an incomplete pass to the far side. He didn't have anyone even over there, but...
But he did. Roman was probably a good 10 yards past where, but it was close enough for the officials to say, yeah, we're not going to penalize you for a grounding call, even though that's pretty much what he was doing.
Well, the Indians are going to get it back again with 4:05 to play in the half, leading 28-6. Leads to punt. He's standing in his 10. Never dangerous. Lex Cyrus. Sounds like, as we got a timeout, sounds like some type of Marvel bad guy.
Cyrus the Virus. Cyrus the Virus from Con Air. Lex Luthor from Superman. You combine the two of them together and give him super speed. There you have it.
We've got football tomorrow. Lebanon Valley College at Stevenson. 12:45 with the airtime on that. On the air... for the pregame show, and then kick off at 1 o'clock down outside Baltimore. If you tune in for that one, check out our website, WMSSFM.com. We have a schedule posted of all of our upcoming games this season. I'm sure we'll be adding a couple more on there from the soccer ranks of Middletown at some point.
It's been a tough week, though, for Middletown sports. Back on Tuesday of this week, Middletown girls volleyball had their big matchup at home against Trinity, lost in 3 straight. Middletown girls soccer lost to East Pennsboro 3-2 that same evening. They were up 2-0 in that game and end up giving up 3 in the second half. And then boys soccer lost their first game of the season against East Pennsboro 2-0 on Wednesday.
Leads to punt, going to the right, end over end, bounces near the 46. Picked up back there by Cyrus at the 30. Couple guys trying to chase him down. So run it to the near side, up to the 35, the 40. He's got blockers at the 45, 40. Near sideline, finally pushed down out. Near the 30-yard line. Alex Cyrus, we're going to say, stepped out, pushed out at the 33 in Middletown.
I want somebody who does anime cartoons. This is a guy you could actually draw one of those right now about the sort of game he's having against Middletown. He's doing it through the air on deep passes. He's doing it on little flip passes in the backfield. He's doing it on returns, doing a little bit of everything right now for Lex Cyrus.
Well, we saw Marcus Colston years ago here in his football days.
Yeah, but
on the play with the New Orleans Saints.
He did, but
another possible.
Remember something about that. When Marcus Colston was a senior, Middletown won that game.
Yeah, I do remember.
Middletown was 3-0 against Marcus Colston.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was when Fort Chapman was on the sideline as the head coach of Susquehanna Township. And they still remember that it was a 14-10 game, Colston's senior year. I think we had a pick six to start the second half, and that was all the scoring in the game. Yeah.
Right,
I know Steve's going to now check everything. Yeah. Yes.
A
complete
halftime. There's 3:46 to play here. Indians, quick pass, far side. This one's going to be caught by Brown, trying to get around the edge. He'll get held on to and pulled down. Good job by Nordi to only allow a few yards. Brings up 2nd and 7.
He grabbed a hold of the shirt, and he just pulled on for dear life. And that's the sort of aggressiveness you've got to show as a tackler. Whatever it takes, get the guy down legally. You can't grab the face mask like that, but grab a hold of that shirt. Don't let go. If that shirt comes off, then all power to him. Then he gets another one later on. But got to bring that guy down, and it's an excellent job of staying with that tackle for Aaron Nordi, the senior.
I failed to mention that Lex Cyrus had a lot of that run called back with a penalty. It's now a 2nd down and 7. Township at their own 37. Little movement on that right end. Right tackle or the right end.
Jose Sanchez
lifted up.
Creeping up there at the line of scrimmage. faking that blitz or actually going to do that blitz, depending.
And the under jump.
Right tackle. The youngin' up there, the sophomore over there at right tackle, he's the guy who moved.
Just kind of lifted up a little bit. That's all it took. 2:52 and counting. Second quarter. That slot right and left. Second and 12 now. Evans throws near side. That's complete, but not much of a gain out on the near sideline.
Not a great tackle that time from Nordyke. Not a great tackle. He just he catches the ball, but he knows he's got the step on him to catch the ball, but he also knows as the ball's coming, he's going to have to slow down. That's when he explodes. Gets there, closes that gap, makes the stop immediately. No yards after catch on that play.
Marcus Colston, as a senior, would have been 2000, and Middletown won that game 45-13.
Okay, that wasn't the one then.
As a junior, 27-7. And as a sophomore, 36-22.
Trips on the left, twins on the right. Close side of Cyrus. Evans scrambling. He'll throw down the far side. Had a man, but Washington could not hold on. Brings up a fourth down and nine for the Indians with a minute 47 to go in the half.
Hey, good stand for Middletown that time. All I had to do is spout some inaccuracies, and Middletown gets fired up defensively.
Now, you may be thinking about the 2001 game, which was 16-14.
That's the one. That's the one.
But okay. Colston graduated.
Colston was graduated the year before. Okay.
So.
Okay. So they beat him three times, and then they won the next one then, too.
I think it's Washington out there now to punt. Where is that Ramsey?
Yeah, Ramsey's at the punt.
Standing at his own 25. Yep, he'll boot this one up the middle. Raiders let it go. Turn there by McKinney. Middletown will get it back at its own 25-yard line with a minute. 37 to go in the half. 28-6 against the Susquehanna Township Indians.
Now, the question here becomes if you're Middletown. You got a little bit of time before halftime, a minute 37, and you have what can be described politely as almost no passing game. So do you attempt to run that two-minute offense throwing the football here, also knowing the Susquehanna Township gets the ball to start the second half?
Yeah, I think you just stick with the three in the back and hand it off. First and 10, and that's what they're going to line up with. And McKinney gets a snap and able to get rid of the handoff to the right side. A nice run to the outside by Roman. Gets the first down up to the 37.
How did he get the ball over to Roman that time? He got drilled by Jaden Wiley, who looked like he was almost offside on the play. He got a better jump on the snap count than anybody else.
They move the chains. Raiders line up. Clock ticking at 125. First and 10 from the 37. This time he tries to hand it off again to the right side, and this time Roman is immediately wrapped up and slammed.
Riley again. Last two plays, they have not bothered blocking Jaden Riley.
Loss of a few back to the 34. He's up a second down and 13. Ray across again behind McKinney under center. You get the call from the sideline. McKinney. Hands off right side. Sanchez trying to get around the edge and is unable to again. As it's sealed off and a loss of a few more for Middletown.
Kasim Singleton Brown is the guy who makes the tackle there. A timeout.
Indians. I thought were the ones who called that one. Well, we'll take a timeout too. 40 seconds to go here in the half. 28-6, Susquehanna leading Middletown. Back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
40 seconds remain here in the first half. 28-6, Susquehanna Township leading Middletown Raiders with a third down and 16.
This was pretty easy, considering where you are on the field right now. It's third down and very long, and Susquehanna Township just called their final timeout of the first half. This should be a running play for Middletown to try to get as much time off the clock as they possibly can to take this into the locker room.
They put a few seconds back on it. 43 seconds.
Yeah, it was an immediate timeout.
Yeah.
It wasn't noticed in the box right away.
Three across behind McKinney. He'll hand it off to the left side. This time, Gavin Paul will handle it. Gets a couple up to the 35. I think Thompson had one more timeout remaining. They did. So they called timeout with 36 seconds remaining. They want the football back, and they're going to get it back.
I thought they were out.
I thought they were, too.
Are you sure the last timeout was called by Township?
May not have been.
I saw them point Middletown's way, at least one of the officials.
Well, that's a mistake.
Well, that
was. Yeah, if it was.
No idea why that would have happened.
Now, the scary part is you've got the two deadly runners out there, Dorian Smith and Lex Cyrus, looking to return the punt.
This is when you, during this timeout, you pull your punter to the side and tell Tyson Leach, hey, you know how you roll out like that? Yeah, just kick the ball that direction over to the sideline. Get it out of play.
Get it out.
That'll be fine.
Out of bounds.
Let's not allow any big return here.
No. All right, Leach is standing in his own 20.
Last few punt snaps have been very good. So we are making progress here.
Good snap. Has time. Boots this one high and aiming for the far sideline. Stays in play, though. The Township stays away from it. Takes a Middletown roll all the way to the 27-yard line. So a good punt by Tyson Leach. No return allowed, but again, the Indians are one of those big play teams. 24 seconds is pretty easy when they chuck it up for Alex Cyrus or Kern.
You've got two guys who can fly, and you've got a lot of room on the field that they can fly on. So now it's just a matter of, if you're Middletown, how good is your prevent defense? Because you got to tackle, even if they catch you, you got to tackle somebody in front of you.
Now let's see what they do. They've got a trips on the near side and a split on the far side with Cyrus. Evans back there in the shotgun looking, throwing straight down the middle. Incomplete, was looking for Leaks. Just off the mark.
What that would have done is that would have given them an opportunity to throw the Hail Mary on the next play. They would have had enough time to come up. Clock would have stopped on the timeout. And just to reset the chains, they could have come up, spiked the ball, run one deep. So now that's not as much of a possibility.
Stops the clock at 17 seconds. Second down.
Still can do that here. You got to get everybody on the same page to come up and spike it as soon as you get the chance.
He's got the double slot. Smith will line up to the left of Evans. On their own 27. Evans in the pocket, steps up, gets hit. He's sacked back at the 21-yard line.
Malcolm Delaboudin comes up with it for Middletown.
And that's going to do it. They do not have any more timeouts. Clock will tick down. And we have reached halftime here at Roscoe Warner Field. Our score is Susquehanna Township 28, Middletown 6. Halftime show coming up on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Telefora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
We're back at halftime at Roscoe Warner Field in Susquehanna Township. John Wills, Mike Ronkaiser, Steve Leedy. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown 28-6. We'll run down all the stats here in just a little bit. Some out-of-town scores. Want to remind you that homecoming is just around the corner. They'll be here before you know it. In fact, it's Saturday, October the 7th, and the alumni dinner is Friday night, October the 6th. Come on out, all of you Middletown alumni, and say hi to your friends and neighbors and former classmates. Then we will honor the Hall of Fame class this year and the 1971 football team. If you are a member of that 71 Middletown football team, please contact the Alumni Association, because we are inviting all those teammates back for a great evening of reminiscing on Friday night, October the 6th. The alumni dinner at Middletown High School. It begins at 6. Then the program goes to the auditorium around 7:30, where they'll run their alumni meeting, and then, of course, introduce all the homecoming courts, and at that point, we'll have the Hall of Fame inductions. It's just $30 for the dinner, and we hope you come out. Always a great dinner there, too. Tina puts on a great spread of food in the Middletown High School cafeteria, buffet style. And I hope you come out. If you did not receive the yellow alumni newsletter in the mail, you can go to RaiderWeb.org, go to the community page where the Alumni Association is. You can print out the alumni newsletter from there, and you can send in your check. Make your reservation that evening at homecoming, the homecoming dinner on Friday, October the 6th, or see our good friend Earl Bright the 3rd or Earl Bright the 4th or any of the alumni officers. They'll be happy to get your reservation taken care of. We'll step out. Our score at the half, 28-6. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. More after this on the Halftime Show on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street in Middletown. Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about their dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights at the Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. Check out their Facebook page for more information. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com. It's Pumpkin Fest 2023 at the Middletown Home. It begins Friday night, September 15th, with the concert of Chris Woodward and Shindiggin', followed by fireworks. Then on Saturday and Sunday, September 16th and 17th, from 10 till 6, you'll have free concerts, fabulous artisans and crafters, fun kid games, mini horses, food trucks, and their famous chicken corn soup. It's the Middletown Home Pumpkin Fest, Friday, September 15th through Sunday, September 17th. For more information, MiddletownHome.org.
I heard the Middletown Home Pumpkin Fest coming up real soon here. Next weekend, Pumpkin Fest.
That's like a multi-day affair now.
Yeah, well, they're doing fireworks on that Friday night. Hopefully it's after the Middletown game is over with. But they'll have a band out there on the Friday night, the fireworks. Saturday and Sunday, they'll have bands. They'll have artisans, crafts, games, rides, food, all kinds of great stuff.
Food, okay.
Lou. Lou gets all the food in there. Lou runs a great operation out there at the Middletown Home. Pumpkin Fest, a three-day affair this year, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Middletown Home. Well, it's 28-6 here at halftime, and Middletown had a nice drive they put together for that one score, but otherwise they just have not been able to keep up with the speed of the Susquehanna Township offense.
Yeah, and I think that was the main danger coming into this game. You know what Susquehanna Township is going to bring to the table when you have, you know, speeds like Cyrus, and we've seen him make a number of big plays in the first half. But I think so far, I mean, even though Middletown down 28-6 at halftime, I think still this is a positive. These are steps in the right direction, kind of a continuation of what Middletown did in the second half last week, where they started to kind of find their way and find their identity on offense, and they came out here and they pretty much stayed true to that in the first half, put together some nice drives, and they scored one. But, you know, when you have lightning on the other side, it can be, you know, erased and forgotten just like that if you just watch the scoreboard. But, I mean, I think it is this team kind of figuring out what they are, what their identity is, and that's what they need to do here throughout the course of the season.
You have a team, didn't get any reps a year ago. So you knew coming into this year there was going to be that little grace period that you had to give this group before you expected too much out of them. That first game, it was eyes wide open. Wow, this is the level of what varsity high school football is? Yes, it is. And Lord often punished them for it. Last week, got a little bit better with Milton Hershey. Milton Hershey ran off to the big lead, but Middletown was able to save face with a couple touchdowns late, gave themselves a little confidence. You saw that progression, and now this week we're seeing another progression in terms of offensively. The running game is being able to move the football against a team that has some good players on both sides of the ball. The one thing the defense hasn't been able to do, you haven't been able to find guys who are consistently able to stop people. But that's hard to do here. Next week, that's the week that I think you can start. Now the grace period's over. You're going to have a home game with Line Mountain a week from now, a school that is similar size, maybe a little bit smaller than what Middletown is. That's the game that now, after this one, Middletown, you circle that one and go, now let's see where we are. Let's see if we can compete with a team that, quite honestly, is more on the level of what Middletown probably is going to be this season.
And the following week is another home game for Middletown against Camp Hill. And after that, it gets ugly again with Steele High and Trinity. But you know, you look at Middletown's schedule. Middletown's schedule this year is just not that easy. The teams in this division are really good this year. You have Steele High and Trinity, both highly regarded.
You've got two teams that are state championship competitors in those two. And you've got them back-to-back weeks. You've got Camp Hill having some of the better skill position players that they've had for a while. You've got Boiling Springs program, a big spring program, two programs that have been on the improve over the last few years. And you've got a West Perry team that has some of their better football back again. So there aren't really many off weeks that you can look at and go, hey, here's a team that we should be able to just pound, or we should be very, very able to be there. And that's why I think next week is important for the psyche of this team. It's a Lion Mountain team that, yeah, they feel like at Lion Mountain they have a very good squad, but Middletown really, after coming off three really tough opponents, coming home and being able to see all that film and see where they are, I think next week is a good measuring stick about where they are this season.
I'll take a look at the halftime statistics in this one, where Susquehanna Township leads Middletown by a score of 28-6. First, we'll look at the Blue Raiders. Youth Roman, 12 carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Jose Sanchez, 7 carries for 20 yards. Gavin Paul, 3 for 5. Aaron Nordy, 1 for 2. Jamal McKinney, 1 carry. That's credit for a 4-yard loss. Receiving, Luis Roman caught the only pass. That was for 12 yards. McKinney, 1 for 3 for those 12 yards. Team totals for the Raiders on the ground, 24 carries, 81 yards, 12 yards through the air, 93 yards of offense for Middletown. On the other side for Susquehanna Township, on the ground, it's Dorian Smith. He has 5 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Jaden Riley, 1 carry, 1 yard. That was good for a score. Torin Evans, 2 carries for minus 10. Technically, they are sacks. Receiving, Lex Cyrus, 4 catches, 165 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Washington Brown, each 1 catch for 3 yards. Smith, 1 catch for 5 out of the backfield. Torin Evans, 7 of 11, 176 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. Team totals for Susquehanna Township on the ground, 8 for 85, 176 through the air, 261 yards of total offense, and some big plays in that first half. Scoring recap, Dorian Smith, 58-yard touchdown run. Kick was blocked, 6-0. Very close to the end of the first quarter, Lex Cyrus, a 51-yard touchdown reception from Evans. Riley ran it in. It was 14-0 after one. And Middletown put a nice drive together, marched down the field. It was Roman, a 3-yard touchdown run. The kick was blocked. It was 14-6. And then Susquehanna Township responded right away. Cyrus, and second touchdown reception of 66 yards from Evans on that little push pass. Next point made it 21-6. And then just a minute and 36 seconds later, Riley punched it in from 1 yard out. And his extra point gives us our score at halftime here. Susquehanna Township 28, Middletown 6.
And we'll run down all the scores we have here at halftime when we come back. Next week's opponent, you mentioned Brian Lion Mountain.
Yep.
They're losing 16-0, as we saw here in the second quarter of the Tri-Valley. So we'll run down all those scores when we return after this. It's 28-6 Susquehanna leading Middletown here at the half. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight, 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Back here at Roscoe Warner Field, 28-6, Susquehanna Township, leading Middletown at the half. Stephen Bryan has been rounding up the rest of the scores around the mid-state.
I'm going to start because then he'll finish with anything else. I'm going to give my feature game of the day. James Buchanan in Biglerville. Because James Buchanan is leading a football game right now. They're up 6-0 on Biglerville in the second quarter of that one. West Perry's up 26-7 on Juniata at halftime. Big game for Bishop McDevitt again this weekend before they start slumming it back in the Keystone, which still is a good conference, but it's not like they're playing LaSalle like they are this week. Late second quarter, McDevitt up 20-14 on LaSalle. Central Dauphin, they've got the lead at halftime, 21-7 on Coatesville. Big one for Trinity this week. They've got a match up with YM missing. That one's been going back and forth. The Trinity has the lead 20-14, and that is in the second quarter. Milton Hershey there at halftime. They've got a 21-13 advantage on East Pennsboro. Gettysburg up 21-7 on Boiling Springs. Northeastern is getting shellacked right now by Central Dauphin East, 40-6, as East continues to pile it up there. That's in the second quarter. This also in the second quarter. Cedar Cliff, a 27-0 lead on McCaskey. LD, they're up 21-0, shutting out Eatown in the second quarter. John already mentioned Tri-Valley has a shutout advantage on Lion Mountain right now, 16-0. That's in the second quarter. Camp Hill is up 21-6, one up for Dauphin. Mechanicsburg, a halftime advantage of 35-16 on Redland. Springford trails Cumberland is beating Cumberland Valley 35-10. Tough start for the Eagles this season.
I think the only score that I have that you did not mention, West Perry up on Juniata 26-7. That is at halftime. And one of the biggest games in the area, Harrisburg-Mannheim Township, that was being played in Lancaster County where the storms did hit earlier, and they postponed that until tomorrow.
All right, we've got another minute or two before we start this second half, and they better get things moving because there is some stuff moving up from the Maryland line. And
we're good.
Got to get it in.
We're good.
28-6. Chuck Rhodes.
You got an hour plus at this point, man. That is a slow-moving storm. Everything that comes from Maryland comes slowly.
It made it to about Hanover, and it's just creeping up. But I think we're going to get out of here in time.
Here's your problem with the storm hitting Hanover, and it's not going to get up here because it's down there eating nuts, getting all fat and everything, slowing down, and
eating what?
Nuts.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. You know the factory's down there.
All the chips.
The only thing down there.
I thought he said nuts. I'm like, what?
That's what I thought.
Like the planters plant down there? I don't know.
Come on, man.
All right, we'll come back and have the second half for you. It's 28-6, Susquehanna Township, leading Middletown Tech on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Lumber has been in business in Middletown since 1955. From hardwoods to framing lumber, Western Red Cedar to custom decks, Middletown Lumber has custom millwork and delivery. Located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown, it's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or middletownlumber.com.
WMSSFM.com. WMSS Middletown.
Super 91.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, back at Susquehanna Township, 28-6. Township leading your Middletown Blue Raiders. We've got LVC football for you tomorrow, 12:45 of the airtime, 1 o'clock kickoff, Lebanon Valley College at Stevenson, which is just outside of Baltimore. Ryan and I will have that game for you. And then all of us will be back next week, Middletown at home against Lion Mountain next week at Middletown's War Memorial Field. Come out and support your Middletown Blue Raiders at War Memorial Field.
That was a fun trip for us going up to Lion Mountain a few years ago.
Yeah, it sure was.
We didn't get back until almost midnight, I think.
Folks don't realize that's in Northumberland County, just north of the Dauphin County line, up in the Herndon-Dalmatia area, north of Pillow, the northernmost borough.
I remember that night because my head was on my pillow while you guys were driving home because I wasn't able to make it up to that game in time.
Who's the guy from the Baltimore Colts that went there? There's a famous NFL player that went to Lion Mountain.
I don't remember.
I can't remember his name.
No.
That's the beauty of the internet, man.
Yeah,
trying to look it up.
Looking it up. Well, we're glad you're with us and still supporting your Blue Raiders through these tough times from last season into this season. Don't give up on them. It's a rebuilding situation. That's exactly what they're doing, and we're seeing improvement each week.
We are.
Each quarter. And that's something big.
Glenn Ressler is the former NFL player, and they named the field for him up there about 11 years ago.
And Middletown went up there, I believe it was 28-6 was the final few years ago, but you know, all the players from that year are gone. It's new on both sides, so can't say anything about that one.
It's a long drive, but I like the matchup between those two teams. I wouldn't mind them keeping them on the schedule for another two-year contract. I don't know who else you would add, and I'd like to keep Lower Dolphin. I know that they're a bigger school now, and their enrollment's higher than Middletown, but that's just a rivalry. You've got to keep on there.
Yeah, Lower Dolphin's a no-for. You have to keep Lower
Dolphin. I'm not completely on board with that.
No.
It all depends. It depends who else is out there. I mean, you have to have better options, or you have to have options that are out there that...
It has to be a Lower Dolphin, E-Town, or Hershey. You want someone that's close but has also been a rival and is a hometown next door neighbor rival.
And that would be why I have no problem with it being somebody else that rotates in that situation. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be Lower Dolphin. We went over that list of teams previously.
Yeah.
I mean, how about a Palmyra again? How about a Mechanicsburg? You know,
Palmyra's a growing school district. What, they're 5A.
Oh, no.
They're 5A now also.
Just because they're growing doesn't mean that their football program's caught up with it yet.
That's true. Bring back James Buchanan, which would help right now.
Why don't you throw Bicklerville on there too? Because if you're down to James Buchanan and anywhere past the first quarter of a game, and you probably are not too high up on the totem pole either. You want to bring in teams that are competitive and are good matchups. I think that's the main thing. And they've got time to worry about that.
Middletown kicking off to start the second half. Squibb right down the middle. And Susquehanna Township will fall on it right at the 30-yard line.
And the kick is taken by number 21.
Oh. That's where the Indians will start out.
Thankfully, the light finally decided to calm down. We were going to be battling like epilepsy or something.
Just turn the lights on up here.
It was flickering like crazy.
I was getting ready to start dancing.
I was worried about Steve. He was getting twitchy over there.
My eyes were bugging out.
All right, Indians with it. They're going from our right to left to start this second half. They lead it 28-6. They'll go with Smith back there behind the quarterback, Torn Evans. Lex Cyrus, he is wide out on the near side. Evans takes a snap, hands it off. Smith off the middle, pushes out to the right side, and it's flung out of bounds around the 35-yard line. Pickup of about 5 for the Indians.
Nice stop on the play by Maurice Butler. Haven't called the senior defensive back's name very often tonight. 5'9", 155-pounder, part of that five-man defensive backfield that Middletown employs.
Hand off again. Right side Smith's going to try to punch it to the outside, but the Raiders doing a great job of keeping the containment. Only allows them to get maybe a couple more up to about the 37. Brings up a third down and 3.
One of the main things you're looking for out of Middletown here on the defensive side, though, is improvement. You want to keep seeing these guys, and are they going to make good reads here this half? Are they going to get off and shed blocks? Are they going to be able to continue to flow to plays and then make tackles? Those are all things that you're looking at right now if you're a Middletown coach here in the second half.
Third down and 3 from the 37. Low snap picked up. Hand off again to Smith trying to get outside. Forget about it. He's wrapped up and taken down by Jose Sanchez for a loss of a couple.
Sanchez gets in there, makes the stop. Lore Brunson was the guy who got penetration, beat his block up the middle, and it low snap threw off the timing of the play just long enough for Brunson to kick that thing to the outside. Sanchez to clean it up. It'll be fourth down. It's going to be a hold.
I think the Raiders are going to decline this.
I think you have to take this because it's not like they're going to punt.
I think they'll punt, and they are going to decline.
Okay.
They lost a couple on the carry. Brings up a third and five from their own 35. Looks like the punt is coming in. 28-6, Township with a lead.
I just figured they wouldn't punt. They only did it once in the first half.
Middletown back to receive. Sanchez standing around the 40. Is that McKinney? Getting a side view of the numbers here.
It's McKinney.
Okay. Fun booted end over end. McKinney goes back for it. Takes it at the 33. Goes toward the far side. Man on his back chasing. Slides down. Pulled down around the 40, 41-yard line. And Raider offense comes back onto the field.
Quick three and out, though, by the Blue Raider defense to start off the second half.
Yeah, good start.
And this is a team that has struggled against the run already this year. Township ran three straight times at them, and the Blue Raider defense held firm.
Middletown takes over at its own 42-yard line. Only touchdown of the game for the Raiders was a three-yard run by Roman.
Roman has all the touchdowns in Middletown this year.
I was going to say, he had two last week, right?
Yep. One pass, one run last week.
Raiders will go with three across behind the quarterback, McKinney, under center, first and 10. Going from our left to right, and flags thrown for a delayed game.
Not delay. Illegal substitution is usually the other thing the back judge looks at.
There's still 13 that was on the play clock when they lined up.
Well, let's count, because he counted and counted, and it's 12 guys on the field against Susquehanna Township. There's certain things each guy is responsible for out there as part of the officiating crew. The back judge is responsible for counting how many guys are on each side and also for the play clock. He caught an extra guy.
Well, it's first and five for Middletown at the 47. Hand off up the middle, nice hole for Sanchez, has the first as he gets across midfield and tackled at the 45 of Susquehanna Township.
Love the way he just lowered the boom that time. When you enter the hole as a running back, you have to be ready for contact. It's not just about absorbing. It's about delivering contact, some punishment of your own. And that time, it's exactly what Jose Sanchez did. Leading rusher on the season for Middletown with 140 yards coming into this game.
We marked him at the 44 of Township. Three across behind McKinney on first and 10 at the 44 of Susquehanna Township. Taking his time. And off right side again. Pounding his way toward the outside is Roman. He'll pick up about 5 yards to the 39.
It's not going to be a quick strike offense. They're just going to keep gashing and gashing and trying to just inflict damage on you and try to wear you down. And that's why it's tougher against teams that have bigger roster sizes, because they're going to have subs. Teams that don't have bigger roster sizes rotate the same guys all the time both ways. They're the teams that really are going to be exposed by this Middletown rushing offense.
Second and five at the 39. They'll go up the middle. Roman, another hole there inside the 35 of the 34, has the first down. He'll mark it close to the 33-yard line.
And how easy is it for Susquehanna Township going to locker room? Week one, Middletown got blown out. Week two, they got blown out by Milton Hershey, a team that Township only lost to by 1 point. Here you're up 28-6 going into this third quarter. How easy is it for them to come out here in the second half a little bit lackadaisical? Middletown taking advantage of that three and out from the defense. They are pounding away right now on the offensive line.
First and 10 Raiders at the 32. Three across behind McKinney. This time he'll get off the middle again. It's Roman. He'll push it a little to the right, gets inside the 30, tackled at the 27, a pickup of five more.
Ran an unbalanced line to the right side that time. That means you have an extra blocker on top of the tight end to that side. So they had not one, not two, not three guys to the right, but four guys to the right of the center on that play. They fake the ball over to the left and bring it back to the right on a counter. And those extra blocking paid off for a six-yard gain.
Roman on the night, 15 carries for 75 yards for Middletown.
Johnson in the backfield with Roman and Sanchez. A lot of movement on the line. Everyone's pointing at each other, but look like about four guys from Township all jumped at one time.
Township's pointing at Middletown. We'll see if they caught him. I think it's... Yeah, I believe they got on the outside, Nikias Zenor, who they've got him right now lining up as another tight end. But realistically, he's 5'8", 165 pounds. That's not tight end size, but they're using him as that because he's probably the guy that they would consider their best pass catcher as a wide receiver. So they're using him in that role so they can, if they would need to go different personnel, he could just split out.
Well, penalty moves it back to the 31. And off again up the middle, Sanchez following the blocks up the middle. Penetrates to about the 27. Now brings up a 3rd and 5 for the Blue Raiders, who trail 28-6, clock under 7 minutes here in the third.
Brunson, the right guard, got the kick-out block that time as he pulled down that right side of the offensive line, knocked the defensive end off of the play, and allowed that little bit of a crease. Just hope that penalty isn't a drive killer here. When you have a ground-and-pound offense, any sort of 5-yard, 10-yard penalty can completely stop any momentum you have.
3rd down and 5, Middletown at the 27. 3 across, and off, up the middle again. Roman, the middle back, takes the carry and pushes his way to about the 26, a gain of a yard. Now brings up a 4th down and 3 for Middletown.
You're down by 22 right now. So they would just be into field goal range for Tyson Leach, but in this situation, you're not kicking one here.
And a mark it on the 25. It's a 4th and 3 for Middletown.
They have been going to the side of Brunson and Calabedine over on that right side all game long. Let's see if that's where they go here. They actually have the two of them on separate sides this time, as they are the two guards in the formation around the center, Chase Eberle.
Three backs are going to go with Johnson, carrying it to the left side, finds a hole, penetrates, he gets the first to the 20-yard line. He followed Roman and followed Sanchez. I like the use of these three backs.
Yep. Hey, it's worked for years for many, many football teams. And if you don't have much of a threat of a passing game, why not just play to your strength? And that time, they put their big guys in the middle of the field. They run just off the left guard, Brunson, over to that hole, and Johnson, his biggest carry of the season, and it's a 1st down.
1st and 10 at the 20 of Township. McKinney's going to hand it off. Sanchez going off right guard, backpedaling with guys trying to push and hold. Still picks up a few as he gets to the 17-yard line. Pick up a 3.
And running game is all about heart, all about determination, all about will, both on the offensive side and on the defensive side. And this is where Joe Heaton, going forward in this season, this is where he's going to find out in a situation like this, who are his guys out there that when you've got somebody really starting to push you around out there, who's going to be the guy who steps up to make a play?
2nd down, 7 at the 17. They cross in the back. Sanchez, Roman, and Johnson. Back to pass, McKinney. Nowhere to go. He's running far left side. Three guys chasing him. Gets to the 15, the 10, and then busted down around the 5 of the 1st down for Middletown. I don't know if that was a busted play or not, but McKinney using his speed, able to pick up the first.
And that's what he gives you at that quarterback position. Big arm? Nope. But what he does is he keeps plays alive. And you need somebody, if you are going to pass the football but get pressure, you have to have somebody who is able to run away from pressure. And I thought Susquehanna Township had a couple guys who had a chance to try to dive at him, but they never felt comfortable enough to do that. McKinney just kept running and outrunning them to the corner.
10th play of the drive here for Middleton.
First and goal. On the 6, 3 across behind McKinney. They'll go Johnson trying to go left. Pushing, grinding, pulling a couple guys with him, able to penetrate to about the 5. So they're only going to give him about a yard.
That's a junior running back who's just 5'8", 165 pounds. Showed me something there, though, because he's running into the hole. There's a lot of bodies there. There was a lot of grit there. Digging down and continuing to keep those feet moving. Nobody was able to get a hold of him. He just kept trying to find any sort of crease. He didn't get anything really out of that, maybe a yard. But it was better than what that play should have gotten because it wasn't well blocked over to that left side.
Second and goal at the 5. 3 backs across behind McKinney. They'll go right side. Sanchez gets spun around. Down the middle, pushing, grinding, touchdown! 5-yard touchdown run by Jose Sanchez. And it's now 28-12 with 2:40 to play in the third.
That right there is a statement drive from this Middletown offense. They just ran the ball right at Susquehanna Township, said, you know what we're doing. We're running it at you. We're going to run between the tackles for the most part. Stop us. We're going to be tougher than you are. And on that drive, Middletown was, and they deserve that touchdown.
Trey Leach in for the extra point kick. Last time was a bad snap, and his kick was blocked. This time, good snap. It's on the way, and it's good. We'll step out. 2:40 to play in the third. Susquehanna Township 28, Middletown 13. Back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
And back here is Susquehanna Township, John Wills, back Brian Casher, Steve Levy, 28-13. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. I incorrectly said Trey Leach on that extra point kick. Tyson Leach for the extra point kick. Trey Leach.
Trey's here.
His older brother, finished up at Lycoming and now with the Middletown School District and an assistant coach. Great having him on board in the Middletown athletic program
for multiple sports.
Great.
Both football,
great
basketball, and a great role model for the kids, too.
Sure is.
Drive for Middletown, 11 plays, 58 yards, 7 minutes and 35 seconds on the clock, and it was all on the ground. Yep, it was all on the ground, and 2:40 left to go in the quarter, and the rain is starting to accelerate a little bit, by the way.
But don't look now. We got a football game.
Yeah.
We have an injured player for Susquehanna Township on the kickoff. It looks like it's Martin for the Indians.
Cramp.
Oh, yeah. Cramp.
It looks like a cramp from the beginning. But it was a squib kick. Didn't go very far, but they were not going to allow a big return on that play. And now you've got all sorts of momentum right now. Your defense is coming off of a 3-and-out. Your offense went out there and pounded an almost 8-minute drive to score a touchdown. All of a sudden, now you're feeling yourself a little bit. You get a stop on this series of downs, now this becomes interesting.
And the good thing about what Middletown has done offensively tonight is they have kept the ball for the majority of this football game. I mean, you can look at my sheet. I mean, here's the Middletown drives, and Susquehanna Township barely has any real estate on the paper.
They've scored quickly on several drives.
That is true.
But that also keeps the defense out longer.
Yep.
and it allows a team that plays ball control offense to continue to wear that group down. And any rest they got over the halftime was completely done away with by that first drive, that almost 8-minute drive to start the third quarter.
Susquehanna Township taking over at its own 39. Smith trying to run it up the middle. It spun around a couple times. Pick up a couple yards. Up to about the 42-yard line.
Sanchez was on the bottom of that pile. Nordeye, as he is many times, was around that ball too and ends up finishing off the tackle up top.
Smith, we'll say now, is back over 100 yards for the game on the ground. He was over, but he lost a couple and went back under. So 9 for 102 for Smith. Of course, most of it on a 58-yard touchdown run, the first score of the game.
Second down and 7 from their own 42. Slot on the near side. Smith back behind Evans. It'll be a pass to the right side. That's complete. I believe the Brown gets to the 40 and then the 35. It is a first down for Susquehanna Township.
George Hartwick had to come back from the linebacker position to track that play down and make the tackle from the backside. Brown caught that ball, just a quick little out. Defensive back came up, but not quick enough, and that allowed the receiver, Brown, to bounce to the inside, outrun somebody else, and Hartwick may have saved a much bigger play.
24 yards on the gain puts Evans right at 200 yards passing for the night.
At the 34 of Middletown. And all Smith looks to take it to the right side, looking to go outside on that short side of the field and only able to get a couple yards to the 32.
Flag. There's a flag over there.
Is it going to be a hold or is it going to be the late tackle out of bounds?
No, it was before he went out.
Okay, there it is, the hold.
Be the hold, yep.
Bring it back with a minute 28 to go in the third.
Gavin Paul was over there on the tackle for Middletown. Won't get credit for it because of the penalty. That's a great thing for the Blue Raiders to try to stop this drive. Get the football back. Just down by 15 right now.
I don't want to blow off the football team, but I do want to keep our Middletown fans excited. It's going to be a great winter coming up. Middletown boys basketball and girls basketball. Two great seasons coming up this winter, too. So don't get discouraged by what's happening in football. There's a little push pass to the near side. Cyrus trying to get out and around. Only picks up a couple.
I'm not discouraged at all right now. Lord Brunson makes a great play, tracking that play down from the backside. This Middletown team is playing with energy, with some excitement right now. They're playing with some confidence. Second down and long. Bring it on.
At the 42 of Middletown, under a minute to go in the third. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. Glad to have you along on the TuneIn app in WISSFM.com. Thanks to the Middletown Area Alumni Association helping us with the streaming cost online. Second down, pass to the far side. Cyrus trying to get out to 35. Dodges a couple tacklers, still standing, still breaking tackles, weaving his way down the sideline to the 20-yard line as the first down.
Now,
he dodged, what, 4 or 5 guys over there?
I think you're being conservative with 5. I think most of the Middletown team, I think a couple guys jumped off the bench and tried to tackle him and missed.
It was a ballet lesson.
The thing is, he kept making those moves, and the Middletown defenders didn't do the one thing that you have to do in that case. The sideline is your friend. You have to force him and continue pushing in that way. And he kept diving, juking, and coming back over to the inside. We've got an official's timeout right now. I think
we've got a player cramping up over there.
Middletown has one.
And with 10 seconds left, they should just let it wind down. 10 seconds to go in the third, 28-13.
But it just shows you how special an athlete Cyrus is.
Yeah.
Because that was bottled up. He shouldn't be able to go anywhere. First guy whiffed at the tackle, and then all of a sudden everyone's in recovery mode. But the shimmy to the inside each time, even though as a defender, you should know that's where he wants to go. So just push and urge him over to that sideline, and each time he's just so elusive that they dove the other way.
Well, what are they going to do here? For some reason, Township's going to the one end.
Well, because they're going to start the clock up after this.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be the end of the third quarter.
So we'll take a break. There they go. So just done that from the start. End of three. Susquehanna Township 28, Middletown 13. Back with the fourth quarter here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Now Sam Kostoff back at Master Control at WMSS. And in the studio duties as we change direction. Susquehanna going left to right at 91.1 on your FM dials. We get set to start the fourth quarter of play. They didn't have the clock ready to start here. 28-13. Susquehanna Township leading Middletown.
This is the time that you worry that every time there's a whistle like that and you don't see anything immediately what it would be, but somebody's seen lightning somewhere in the area.
Yeah. We don't need that. They started a half hour early in this game. But
Steve is claiming
that the blob of moisture is on its way, but it's right now the leading edge of it is at about Fieldsburg. So it's slowly getting here.
And I failed meteorology, so I can't tell you what type of cells they are.
First and 10 at the 20. Smith with the carry. Waits, now runs right side. Penetrates inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Pickup of six.
Stop on the play again. Second tackle on the drive by Georgie Hartwick.
And a possible another cramping going on for Middletown.
It's hot, guys. I mean, it is humid.
Humid.
More than anything else.
It's going to be Sanchez. Well, that gives me a chance to remind you, Brian, to wake up early tomorrow. 6:30 for the all-oldie Saturday. 6:30 till noontime only, the 50s and 60s.
You know I have no choice but to be awake tomorrow because on the way down to Stevenson, that's what you're going to be playing in the car.
Oh, I've got Connie Francis for you tomorrow. I know you still have a pinup on your bedroom wall from her.
I certainly do not and never have.
Flamingos. Plenty of great stuff tomorrow on the oldie Saturday tune-in.
At that time of pinups, I'm assuming she was wearing about five or six different layers.
I believe you're right. And next week, we've got Middletown Line Mountain back at Middletown Memorial Field, 7 o'clock with a kickoff there. And tomorrow afternoon, we've got LVC, Lebanon Valley College, playing down at Stevenson. We'll be on the air 12:45 on 91.1 FM and WMSSFM.com.
And looking back at the scoreboard, one of the big games in the area, why I'm missing at Trinity tonight. And Trinity, a 27-14 lead at the half. They scored with about 30 seconds left, and why I'm missing ended up getting down to the 2-yard line. They tried to punch it in. Trinity turned them back. So the Shamrocks with a 13-point lead over always highly regarded why I'm missing.
Oh, like Connie Francis, still alive, 85?
Yes, she is. Where the boys are.
Just stopped singing about 5 years ago.
Lipstick on your collar.
Wow.
Plenty more. She was an international star, actually. A lot of hits early in Germany and France and Spain. And
the things you get to learn on a Middletown Blue Raider football broadcast, folks.
I got some Middletown history.
That's questions. Okay. Let's we're back to action. Thank the Lord for everybody out there.
Second down. And four at the 14. of Middletown. Hand off right side. Different back out there now is going to be Riley. Or was it Seville? Was Seville?
Rekai Seville.
All right.
He's a 5'7 sophomore. Cat back type, 134 pounds. As I'm looking through all of the weights of everybody, he ranks, I believe it's, well, until I got to page two with some of the freshman wide receivers, but before that, he was like number two on the lightest on the team.
Third and one. They'll go back with Smith trying to get around the edge. He should have enough for the first and does. So it's now first and goal to go for Susquehanna. Catch it, put him out close to the 8-yard line.
First and goal from the 8-yard line.
And Township has gone away from the urge. Hey, we might be in a little trouble here. Why don't we go to the air? But they are trusting this big offensive line that they have, like a couple 300-pound guards that anchor the way, and they are running the ball against this Middletown defense.
First and goal at the 7, flags thrown. You're going to mark this 5 against Susquehanna Township.
And they moved early on the right side. So if you're going to stop them, and at this point you've got a Township offense that really don't have a kicking game. Wouldn't expect them to try a field goal down here. So you know what you're getting. It's going to be, if you can force them this far, 4 plays to try to punch it into the end zone.
First and goal now from the 12.
Strength of the formation is over to the left-hand side.
They put Kern wide on the right side. They'll hand it to Smith. Looks to go left. Now he's going back to the right. Getting held on to from behind by Gavin Paul, who makes the final stop on him as well.
That is fantastic. He comes up limping a little bit afterwards. A fantastic play by the freshman. The strength of the formation was to the left-hand side. They wanted to sweep it that way. There was nothing left there. And Smith just cuts right back the other way. There's only 2 guys from Middletown who were on that backside waiting. One of them was Paul. The other one was Caleb Bedeen. Paul ends up grabbing a hold and not allowing him to go anywhere, even a loss of a yard on the play. Great play by an up-and-coming freshman for Middletown, Gavin Paul.
Second and goal at the 13-yard line. Lost a yard on the great play by Gavin Paul. Evans back there will hand it off again up the middle. Nice hole for Smith, driving inside the 10, pushes his way to the 9, maybe the 8, getting about 5 back on that run.
Now this is going to be interesting, because you've got a 3rd down and goal from the 8. Brunson, he's now cramping up. Here comes trainer Sue Beloga from Middletown. And unfortunately for Middletown, that means Brunson's going to have to go out because they stopped play. He's one of the main guys who mans up. So let's see if Susquehanna Township recognizes this and tries to attack right where Brunson comes out of the game.
Clock at 9:25 and counting here in the fourth, 28-13.
Chase Eberle replaces Brunson on that defensive line. Cyrus is over here to the right. Remember, you've got a lot of size over there in
Brown's the slot back.
And Kern's wide to the left at 6'2".
Third down and goal at the 8. Evans in the pocket, throwing for the back corner, but overthrows the intended receiver of Darian Brown. Brings up a 4th down and goal.
Little combo route where you run little dig from the outside receiver, and then you take the slot receiver and bounce him to the outside and just try to loft that ball over the man-to-man coverage. You're going to normally have the advantage on that play, but that ball was thrown well out of bounds. If they look back to this right side, Cyrus ran off the line of scrimmage, made a quick cut on a little slant. He was open. Let's see if they come back to that here on 4th down.
So 4th and goal at the 8 of Middletown. Township leading 28-13. The Indians well, now I get to talk about it more because Middletown calls the timeout. Let's step out. 8:55 to go in the fourth. 28-13 Susquehanna Township leading Middletown. Back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Well, Susquehanna Township has a fourth down and goal at the 8 of Middletown. Really don't have much of a kicking game.
But if you do, that's the right call here.
Yeah, because it would make it a three-score game.
Correct.
But they don't, so they're going to go for it here on fourth down. And Middletown recognizing that, J.J. Ortiz, the defensive coordinator, they wanted timeout, talk things over, talk to them about what's coming up here. Huge play because they score the touchdown, yeah, it's over. They don't score. All of a sudden, this gets a little more dicey for the homestanding Indians.
Look at the right side because you've got Kern and Cyrus lined up on that right side. Got Twins on the left. Here's Evans in the pocket looking. Throws to the left and just let this one take off deep. Incomplete. And the Raider defense holds the Indians.
Miscommunication there from the receivers. And shocked that they did not try at least one of those times to come back to the guy who Middletown's had all sorts of problems with. Lex Cyrus is over here on this right side motioning to his coaching staff. Hey, well, what about me?
Yeah.
And I understand 100% because that would have been my call. But they went the other direction, and unfortunately for Township, Torrin Evans, his receivers weren't doing what he thought they were going to do, and that ball goes harmlessly incomplete.
So Middletown takes over at its own 8-yard line.
The only unfortunate thing for Middletown is time. There's 8 minutes and 51 seconds, and at the rate that Middletown has been moving the ball, they have been moving it, but it has taken a lot of time. So they're going to have to at least be a little snappy if they start chaining some first downs together.
They'll go three across behind McKinney. He fumbles the snap and dives on it. It's back to the line of scrimmage.
Drive killer.
Yeah.
Drive killers.
There's one earlier in this game.
Sanchez fell off.
They got the football back is the important thing. I think the other important thing, though, for this Middletown team, they're in the fourth quarter of a game, and they're in the football game with the ball. This is a huge step for this team.
Second and 10 from their own 8. Cross, handoff. Roman trying to go off right tackle. Gets a couple. Up across the 10, maybe to the 11.
Yes, sir.
That's
a 15-yarder.
Indians just kept pushing back and not loosening up on the pile after the whistle was blown, and they're going to get the unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's Mike Dawson, a senior who knows better. You just got to let the guy go at some point. Hey, Roman got stacked up and was pushed up in the air where his legs weren't even on the ground. So he's defenseless at that point. When the whistle blows, at that point, you're just supposed to drop everything, let go. Dawson continued with the tackle. Was it maybe a tight call? Yeah, but it is one that referees are trying to make sure you don't have any sort of chippiness. You don't have anybody after the whistle. And that time, clearly after the whistle. So the Middletown mistake, a bigger one from Township, gets this drive a little bit going.
Moves it all the way up to the 26-yard line. First and 10, Middletown. Across, little counterplay again to the right side. And gain of a couple for Sanchez.
See Joe Heaton after that play? As soon as the whistle was blown, still a little bit close, he's running out of the field telling his guys to back off. He knows how important right now is where you start giving Middletown 15-yarders, it gets them moving down the field. All of a sudden, this team starts to believe they can win this football game.
Midway through the fourth quarter, 7:25 and counting. Second and 7 for Middletown. Hand off right side. Good run by Sanchez. Pushing up to the 34. Close to the 35. About a yard shy of the first.
Pounding off that right side. Sanchez has had a good game. That right side of the offensive line has had a great game. Continuing to open things up on that side. Robbie Brodish, guy who along with Josh Reitel, calls the signals for Middletown. He's the guy who's down there on the field giving those signals to Jamark McKinney, and they have done a very good job of staying true to what they do well in this football game.
Three across behind McKinney on third and one at their own 35. Township jumps off on the near edge. Another first down for Middletown.
That's fatigue, too, guys. It's a humid night, and defensively, you've been out on the field for a long time in this game with offensive linemen wearing on you. That concentration starts to go, and the mistakes start to happen. Two penalties on this drive for first downs given up by a township.
I'll move it all the way up to the 40. This drive started on Middletown's own 8-yard line. They've got a first and 10 from the 40. Three across behind McKinney. Sanchez, Roman, and I believe it's Paul. Handoff, Gavin Paul. Nowhere to run this time. He was met going to his left, tried going to the right. He'll lose a few, back to the 37.
Didn't matter which way he went that time. There was a jailbreak where there were two or three guys in the backfield waiting for Paul. One on the left, one on the right, one up the middle. Absolutely no place to go.
Raiders realize time is of the essence right now. They're going to line up quickly on a second down and 13. McKinney hands it off to Roman right side. Take hold of the 40. 45 trying to get outside but stopped. Shy of the first down up at the 48-yard line.
First down saving tackle by Alfonso Burnett, the defensive back for Susquehanna Township. But an explosive run there for Lewis Roman, who continues to rumble well when he gets the football.
Roman just a sophomore. Third and two. McKinney trying to keep it up the middle. And he's going to be short. Yeah, took a dive. He needed to get to the 50. He gets to about the 49.5.
I wouldn't mind the same play again here. You just can't drop the ball off the snap.
Fourth down, half a yard at the 49.5. Clock at 5 minutes.
Chase Eberle up the middle is going to get me a good block. I'm going up the gut with this.
Three behind McKinney. Everyone in tight. McKinney trying to hand it off right side, and the defense of the Indians stacks up Sanchez. And check that, Roman. And Roman is dropped for a loss, and the Indians will get the football back.
And that's Aubrey Carter. We haven't called his name very often in this game. 6'3", 280 pounds, and they needed a big play, and they got one. He just shot the gap, guessed the correct hole, and that just about should do it here today. Still enough time if Middletown can get a quick stop or turnover, but that was their best opportunity. Had the drive going, but on fourth down and one, turned aside by the Indian defense.
4:43 to play, 28-13, Susquehanna Township. They'll take over at the 44 of Middletown. Going to be Smith to the right of Evans. Smith looking to go right. Still standing. Breaks a couple tackles and then tripped up trying to get outside. Picks up maybe a yard or two to the 42. Now he's cramping up. He keeps getting more and more cramps. We're going to have those storms moving in. Well, next week, Middletown back home. Lion Mountain. 7 o'clock kickoff at War Memorial Field. Hope to see you out supporting your Blue Raiders. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show. Tomorrow afternoon, LVC football. They're taking on Stevenson.
Updated,
outside Baltimore.
Updated score, Lion Mountain now down just 2 points to Tri-Valley. 16-14, that score is reported to be in the third quarter of play. And McDevitt has a 41-21 lead on LaSalle. And that is also said to be in the third quarter of play. This one has to be. Lower Dauphin was up on Elizabethtown big at one point, right, Steve? That's 21-0 at one point.
Yeah,
Well, somehow they, and this is the score stream that we have, and they're reporting E-Town now has a 46-28 lead. I'm going to say I don't buy that one yet.
Oh.
All right, Trinity up
34-14 on Wyoming in mid-third.
Indians line up second down and seven at the 41. Evans with Smith behind him, and flag thrown from the back judge. Offside against
Indians. Somebody at the game, 30-0 lowered offense.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You can't pull one over on us.
No. We have seen that too many times over the years. Some bogus scores.
Milton Hershey, tight one with East Pennsboro. I trust this one because that was a tight game coming in, and East Pennsboro has been pretty good. That's a 28-27 game right now in the fourth quarter.
In favor of Milton Hershey.
Milton Hershey is the lead on that one, yeah.
Second and 12, township at the 46 in Middletown. Here's Smith trying to run it up the middle. Stuffed up by that Raider defense. Not going to get anything.
They want to use a timeout here. This is a good place to conserve some time, possibly, with a third down and long coming up.
Saron Tillman on the carry there.
Third down and 12 at the 46 of Middletown. 3:19 to play in the game. Township leading 28-13.
A couple other quick scores. Central Dauphin beat Coatesville tonight 35-13. Hershey a winner over Dallas down 34-19. West Perry knocks off Juniata 39-21.
Got slot right and left. Quick pass. Near side. Cyrus catches it. Breaks one tackle, but not the second one. Only picks up about 4 or 5 yards. Again, it's Gavin Paul out there making the stop for Middletown. Now we've got the fourth down and 8 for Township.
Had players over there in numbers with Cyrus. Max Dukes got out there first, slowed him down, knocked him a little bit off balance, and that allowed Paul to come up and finish off the tackle.
Fans, don't forget about Pumpkin Fest at Middletown home next weekend, Friday night. Got a band, fireworks. Hopefully the fireworks will go off after Middletown's game ends as well. And Saturday and Sunday, all day with activities, food, artisans, crafters, games, rides, so many things at the Middletown home, thanks to our friends out there with Pumpkin Fest back next weekend at the Middletown home. Don't forget to check out
lots of pumpkin spice lattes and things like
that. They might have that, too. You'll have to go out.
You're not one of those PSL guys.
I am not. I'm just putting that out there in case the dots aren't being connected by people.
My sister is a PSL junkie.
Oh, my.
Now, they do make their big homemade chicken corn soup out there.
Oh.
That's their big seller.
I'm there.
Like that. Yeah.
You give me a good chicken corn soup, I'm there.
All right, pun situation here. Township's going to boot this one, standing back at the 45, Ramsey. For Middletown to receive, it's McKinney standing back around the 14. Raiders almost jumped off. Plenty of time. This one booted down the middle. McKinney was going to try to catch it and stepped away, and then the Raiders a little too close to that ball down around the 5-yard line. What are they doing? Step away. And that's where Middletown takes over. And it's on 5-yard line. 2:42 to play. Susquehanna leading 28-13.
Now, regardless of what ends up happening as the final score in this game at this point, what a huge, huge step forward for Middletown this week.
Sure is.
You could argue, outside of a couple of the explosive plays in this game, they've been the more consistent of the two teams here tonight and have really done what they've wanted to do on the offensive side pretty well as far as trying to control the clock, grind things out, and two long touchdown drives tonight.
And Susquehanna Township, no points in the second half either. Middletown played well last week in the second half against Milton Hershey and played well here.
McKinney in the shotgun this time. Sanchez to his left gets the handoff and cuts it up around the end up to about the 7-yard line, close to the 8 for a few. Clock ticking at 2:30 here in this contest.
And you know that that handoff, there are some of those grumpier individuals in the Middletown fan base going, why don't they throw the ball here right now?
Well, McKinney's not
We know why.
Yeah, a throwing quarterback.
It's still got to be true to who they are, and it still might be the best way for them to get down the field is to mix a little bit of run and pass.
They'll go the slot to the right side. They'll hand it off again, Sanchez, and he's dropped immediately at the 8-yard line. He's hurt again.
Aubrey Carter landed on him.
Yeah.
That's 280 dropping straight down on you after you played a very hard football game.
Yeah, because he is flat out on his back right now.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that one is knocking the wind out of somebody.
1:49 to go. As Trainer Sue makes her way back out to the field to check on Sanchez. So Susquehanna Township will go to 2-1 on the season. Middletown will start at 0-3.
Have to think, though, also, guys, you think about how this Middletown coaching staff is going to feel after this game. I'm going to say probably about as happy as you can be after a loss.
Yeah.
Never going to be happy about a loss.
Right.
Never want to accept a loss. But they're going to be very thrilled with the effort that they've gotten tonight, both sides of the ball. Gave up a bunch of points in the first half, 0 points in the second half. Big improvement there for the defense. On the offensive side, ran the ball extremely well, starting to see some signs of life there. I think they're ready for next week in Lime Mountain.
I agree. And we said that week one in our pregame show, just improvement every week, every quarter. We're seeing that on a consistent basis, and hopefully next week they can put the W on the board.
Lime Mountain now down to Tri-Valley, 23-14. That's a fourth quarter score.
Kenny lines up under center. Hand off left side, big hole there, and it's going to be Gavin Paul making his way up across the 15.
Adiel Johnson
gets the first in.
He's looked good. I like what I'm seeing out of Johnson.
Up to the 18-yard line.
Running with a little bit of a spurt.
Yeah. We'll quickly line up again. McKinney's rolling right, nowhere to go with it. Now looking around, and now he's going to be tripped up back at the 10-yard line. If that was a pass play, I don't know who he was looking for.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that call was.
Nobody from Middletown knew who he was looking for either, because there was only one guy down the field in the pattern. You can kind of say that Max Stoops was a couple yards past the line of scrimmage. On the backside of the play, they had Nikias Enor, who was actually running a route. But McKinney's running away from that side. I thought that was a called run, but it didn't seem like it when he got towards the corner.
So 1:11 left to go here in the fourth. They started this game earlier tonight. We started at 6:30 because of the possibility of bad weather. That's why, as you were saying, wow, that was a quick game. It's about to end. Well, the game started earlier. Middletown making this a game. It's 28-13.
I'll tell you what, I think we both kind of, well, we all looked at our phones when we saw that it was going to be 6:30, like just 30 minutes. It's going to end up being just about right.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of stuff. The rain is almost here.
Well done, prognosticators.
Yes. Second down, Middletown. Three across behind McKinney. Sanchez sweeping it to the right side. Gets out around the 15, knocked out of bounds.
Top kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be really simple after a 280-pound man-child falls and lands on you, knocks the wind out of you, to say, yep, I'm tapping. I'm good for the night. He's right back out there again, wants the football in his hands. Gutsy.
Brings up a third down and 12. Slot left for Middletown. Sanchez back there with McKinney. McKinney rolling right, looking to throw, dodging. No, he's not going to get away with it. The flags are thrown. Might get a face mask out of this.
He dances enough that it's very difficult to grab a hold of him. And he's not overly tall. So when you're reaching for his body and he's dancing like that, it's easy to grab the mask.
We're waiting for the call from the official. And and personal foul face mask.
Yep.
So that'll give Middletown a first down.
Teams are getting the book on him, though, when he rolls.
Yeah.
And that is, you've got to set an edge. You can't allow him to break contain. So if you are well-versed on that, you just don't allow him, and you make him dance around until either help comes or he has to try to turn up the field on the inside. When he turns the corner on you, that's when he can break a big one.
So it's the first down off the face mask up to the 31-yard line. 52 seconds to play. McKinney looking to throw right side, incomplete. Looking for the quick out on the far side for Aaron Nordy. He's up second and 10.
Well, the two-minute offense was not one that featured the pass. We're in the one-minute offense. Now we've got multiple receivers out there to see if they can just get something out of this to try to quickly get down the field and get that score that would bring them within one score.
Second down and 10. There's our moving personnel around. Zener going over to the far side, giving them a trips right. McKinney rolls right. Throws up field. Complete. First down. Zener breaks the tackle. 40 to 50 and then driven out of bounds.
There you go. And that shows you a little bit of the athleticism for Nikea Zener.
Stops the clock at 36 seconds.
Just a sophomore. Made a couple really good moves after making the catch. And has this ball up past midfield.
48 of Susquehanna Township. First and 10, Middletown, 30 seconds remaining in the contest. Trips again on the left side. McKinney looking, steps up in the middle, gets rid of it, incomplete. He's looking across the middle for Roman. And it brings up a second down and 10 with 15 seconds.
What was that play they ran in, remember, Titans at the end of the game? That might be the one that they should pull out here. Double reverse. Now, I don't see McKinney as being as good of a lead blocker as Sunshine was on that play.
Middletown, second down, and 10 at the 48. Got the slot left. McKinney in the shotgun. A split on the right side. McKinney quick pass. Incomplete. Looking for that quick toss on that far side to Zener again.
So Ron Tillman read what they were going to do, and he went for the pick. And if he would have picked it, he was gone. He just jumped what he thought the passing route was. Unfortunately for Middletown, it was a little bit off of where McKinney threw the football.
12 seconds to play, 3rd and 10. Slot right, split left. McKinney rolling right. Gets hit, dodges the tackler. Now he's running back to the near side. Goes up the middle, 45. Now going back to the right. Still around the line of scrimmage. He's covering a lot of turf out there. The clock ends. Only gets a yard out of it. And we have wrapped this game up. Final score, Susquehanna Township 28. Middletown 13 post-game wrap-up coming up after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Oh, we're back. Here at Susquehanna Township's Roscoe Waterfield, 2013, Susquehanna Township over Middletown. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, and Steve has your final stats.
All right, first for Middletown, Lewis Roman, 19 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. Sanchez, 17 for 57. Johnson, 3 for 18. McKinney, 5 for 3. Gavin Paul, 4 for 2. Aaron Nordine, 1 carry, 2 yards receiving. It was Zenor, 1 for 21. Roman, 1 for 12. McKinney, throwing the ball, 2 for 7, 33 yards. Team totals for the Raiders, 49 carries, 164 yards on the ground, 33 through the air, 197 yards of total offense for Middletown here tonight. For the Indians, it was Dorian Smith on the ground, 15 carries, 120 yards, and one touchdown. Jaden Riley ran it once. That was good for 1 yard and a touchdown. Quarterback Torrin Evans, 2 for minus 10. Tillman, 1 for no gain. And Seville came in late, 1 for 3. Receiving, it was Lex Cyrus doing the damage. 7 catches, 194 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Brown, 2 for 27. Washington, 1 for 3. Smith, 1 for 5. Torrin Evans was 11 of 17, 228 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Scoring recap, first half, Dorian Smith, 58-yard touchdown run, missed the extra point. Then just short of the quarter break, Cyrus, 51-yard touchdown reception from Evans. It was 14-0 after one. Middletown scored on their drive just into the second quarter. It was Roman, a 3-yard touchdown run. The kick was blocked. It was 14-6. And then lightning in a bottle the other way as Cyrus hit a 66-yard touchdown reception on a little push pass from Evans. Kind of looked like a jet sweep. Extra point made it 21-6. Then they scored about a minute and 32 seconds later. Riley, a 1-yard touchdown run. It was 28-6 at halftime in Middletown with the only points in the second half. And Jose Sanchez, 5-yard touchdown run with 2:40 to go in the third. And Tyson Leach gave us the final point of the game. 28-13, Susquehanna Township beats Middletown here tonight.
And with the rest of the scores, let's take a look. Mechanicsburg beat Redland tonight by a final of 49-30. It was West Perry knocking off Juniata 39-21. Hershey was a 34-19 winner over Dallastown. Central Dauphin playing well this year. They defeat Coatesville 35-13. Big Spring shuts out Newport 47-0. Altoona was a 35-0 shutout winner over Mifflin County. Games still going on right now. CD East all over Northeastern. This was in the first half. It was 60-6. So got a feeling they're going to hold on in that one. Gettysburg last reported scores 21-7 over Boiling Springs. We had lowered off and up 30-0 on Elizabethtown the second half. Trinity was leading Wyomissing 34-21. Bishop McDevitt a lead in the second half 41-21 on LaSalle. Camp Hill struggling with Upper Dauphin tonight, 28-20. Camp Hill with the lead in the second half. It is Milton Hershey still clinging to a one-point lead over East Pennsboro in the fourth quarter, 28-27 Spartans. Cedar Cliff shutting out McCaskey right now, 43-0. Chambersburg, 27-13 over Waynesboro in the third. And Middletown's opponent next week, Line Mountain, 23-14. It is Tri-Valley with the lead in the fourth quarter on the Eagles.
All right, Middletown now 0-3 on the season. Susquehanna Township 2-1. We're back on the air tomorrow afternoon, 12:45 LVC at Stevenson, 1 o'clock with kickoff there. And then we're back here Friday night at Middletown. Middletown hosting Line Mountain 6:40 with the air time. Sam Kostoff, our studio producer tonight. Thanks to Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser. I'm John Wilsbach. Again, our final score, Susquehanna Township 28. Middletown 13, you've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you by Giant Company, Middletown Lumber, VFW Post 1620, DHL Supply Company, the Middletown Home, Hughes Awards and Screen Printing, the Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion, Post 594, the Brownstone Cafe, Middletown Moose, J&J Pizzeria, Daly's Golf,
Michelle's Creations with you in mind. Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Gingrich Memorials, Jack's Auto Sales, Hedrick Center, and the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.